On the side of Mount Juno, known in Tlingit as Yadah at Katle, there's a swath of the mountain that's been scoured year after year by avalanches. It's called the Barrens Path because it crosses over Barrens Avenue in a downtown subdivision. There are about 24 houses there that study after study have determined are in an unacceptably dangerous place. It's so steep here and raining so hard, the whole hillside is a waterfall. The avalanche path itself doesn't have trees, just a tangle of alder and other bright green spring bushes. But there are trees along its edge, and Eric Peitsch with the U.S. Geological Survey is visiting from Montana to collect data from those trees. We're just a few hundred feet away from the nearest house, and he's drilling into a big evergreen with a long, thin corkscrew instrument called an increment borer.
It doesn't hurt the tree.
The borer has a nice long handle for leverage, so it kind of looks like Peitsch is changing a tire on a giant sika spruce. It's not back-breaking work, but it's hard. Peitsch and his colleagues are going to sample at least 70 trees over 3 days. One of the grad students' hands are all bandaged up from gnarly blisters he got cranking on the borer all day.
You lucked out there.
Out comes the core.
That was a good pull.
It's thinner than a pencil and like 4 times as long. The rings will have to be counted under a microscope back at the lab. In addition to figuring out how old these trees are, Peitsch and his team are also looking for telltale signs of avalanches.
The scar basically looks like a little black line on the tree ring for that given year.
When an avalanche hits a tree but doesn't knock it over and kill it, it can leave a scar on the uphill side, a place where the bark is gone and leaves a kind of bumpy ridge on an otherwise perfect column of tree trunk. Juneau is unique in how much of the city is at risk from avalanches. By looking for these clues, researchers are trying to reconstruct the frequency of avalanches all around the region, especially in places with impact to human infrastructure like power plants, mines, houses, and the ski area. Eventually, they'd like to match that timeline to climate data. Eric Peitsch lives and works in Montana, but his collaborator, Aaron Hood, is based here in Juneau at the University of Alaska Southeast.
In all the other places I've worked and lived in Colorado and other places, I've never seen that many houses right at the bottom of a major path.
Avalanche mitigation often takes the form of intentionally setting off small slides with explosives to sort of relieve the pressure for potential big ones. That's what Alaska's Department of Transportation does along a stretch of highway that goes to Juneau's Thane neighborhood.
You're worried about a road, and so you close the road, you bomb it, the avalanche comes down and you clean it up, but that's not an option here in the Barrens Path.
It's way too dangerous to set off small avalanches above the Barrens neighborhood. The path is just too steep, and it's too hard to control how much snow might come down. Houses could get hit. People could get hurt. You could evacuate the homes while you did it, but then you'd also have to close the main road that connects downtown Juneau to its only hospital. The samples being collected today haven't been added in yet, but they've crunched the numbers for 6 different avalanche paths around Juneau going back more than 500 years. And they found that region-wide, the median return rate for damaging avalanches was 9 years. An earlier study estimated that an avalanche reaches the Barrens neighborhood every 15 years. And every 20 to 30 years, there's a slide that's big enough to cause damage to those homes. But that's a number based on data and models. In reality, Aaron Hood reminds me, it's been much longer than that since there was a big one here.
There hasn't been a big avalanche into town, really, in more than 50 years that's done damage.
The last one was in 1962, and that's enough time for it to be not exactly on everyone's mind all the time.
And so if you think about that as a generational time scale, there are not a lot of people living here that are that worried about it, right?
10 years ago, a study by some Swiss engineers said that the best way to reduce the risk of a dangerous avalanche in the Barrens neighborhood was for the city to buy out the houses in the danger zone and make sure no one lives at the bottom of that hill. It wasn't the first time that had been recommended. But the city has never been willing or able to do that. And when the city asked residents in the path if they were interested in having their homes bought out, they received very little response. So here we are, studying in finer and finer detail, a risk that you can see plain as day from just about anywhere in town. And on top of that, trying to figure out what wetter, warmer weather might mean for these trees, this hillside, and the people living down below. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.